Hi, this is Legend Gilchrist, and you're listening to The Legendary Life. Today I want to talk about love on several different levels. Number one, fucked up love. Number two, friendship love. Number three, romantic love. And number four, something called agape or unconditional love. So let's start at the base level. Let's start at the hell of love. And you know this, love. I don't need to talk about it. Fucked up love is the kind of love where some controlling person does something, and I don't understand this terminology. Let's just say dominant and submissive. Some dominant person abuses some subordinate physician person, submissive person, and just forces them to do whatever they don't want to do. And that is definitely fucked up love. And if you're in that kind of relationship, get the fuck out of it. Do yourself a favor, run away. Like, it was one of my favorite Judas Priest songs. It's like, run to the hills, run for your life, because you don't deserve that shit. You're better than that. Get the fuck out of it. And if you're in that relationship and you keep letting that person dominate you, you lose, person. You lose, friend. And you will always lose. So get the fuck out. If you stay in, it's your own damn fault. So get out. Run for the hills. Run for your life. That's my advice to you. Next, we got friendship love. And friendship love always starts with friendship like. And typically, let's just use a scenario. I met a gentleman by the name of Andrew. How you doing? Shake hands. Nice to meet you. What do you do for a living? Oh, that's nice. I'm a writer. Oh, very nice, very interesting. What do you do for fun? Well, I like to play basketball. You know, bullshit like that. Now, my experience is that most of those are temporary friendships. Like, let's say 99% of them. We'll exchange. Hey, well, can I call you tomorrow? You know, text you? Oh, sure. Here's my number. And then, you know, the friendship gone as soon as I walk away. So, I think most friendships in our lives are temporary. We're fortunate if we should have, like, more than one friend. Technically, at this point, I lost a friend yesterday because I confronted this person. And she didn't like what I had to say. And so she blocked me on Facebook. And she won't return my calls, which is a shame because I had two friends and I have one. And the other one is kind of clinical. She's a psych nurse and she's busy taking care of this and that, whatever. So technically I have no friends, except for you guys. You're my friends. But, I mean, I've got acquaintances, don't get me wrong. I'm not a complete loser. And they pop in and out of my life. And so for, you know, a few minutes, maybe a day, they'll be my friends. I have a friend who's pretty much, it's like the Bank of Legend. As soon as the Bank of Legend is open with money and I can give him gas money because I don't have a car, oh, he'll be happy to take me to the casino or this or that, whatever. And then when the money dries out, so does the friendship. Well, that's a fucked up relationship. But I'm looking for a good relationship. I'm looking for a woman. I'm in conversations with, I don't know, two, maybe three right now. I don't know. I've got a bad memory. For sure, two. And so I got those as friends. And three. I'm gonna expose Sabrina, Melissa, and Karen. So there's a friends I want, and ideally one of them will kind of like cream rise to the top. My dad used to own a dairy, and you know the cream would rise to the top as he's processing the milk and scoop it out with a big 5-gallon jug. And similarly, you know, there's going to be a woman, one of the three is going to, or maybe a different one, I don't know, will rise to the top, and I'll just enjoy some cream, if you know what I'm talking about. Oh yeah, right? Yeah, let's all enjoy some cream, right? So, speaking of cream, the creme de la creme, I think is a French expression, as eventually those people that we met will be the creme de la creme of our relationships. We'll build a good friendship, and I have plenty of those. And we'll build and nurture it. We'll go to lunch, we'll go to dinner, share a barbecue, go on road trips, go to casinos, go see live concerts, go to the beach, go to the mountains, and those are some things that I like to do with my friends. And when I have a girlfriend, those are the things I will do with my girlfriend, including some other undisclosed things that you probably already have figured out. All right, so moving on, let's say to my British accent, let's do this in a very formal Queen's English environment. The next level of friendship would be agape, that's right, agape. And so, as in a frickin' fuck the British accent, as with agape basically means without condition. And you probably have a good idea what that means, but let me just explain it so that I can understand it myself, because I'm so fucked up, hopped up on psych meds and Monster and copious amounts of water, which appears to be 24 ounces of vodka. I do drink vodka every night, not to get drunk, but it takes away my pain. A little side note about legend, I live with diabetic neuropathy. The nerves in my feet are completely fucked up. Why? Because the fire agency, which I will not announce, in my local area, the Coachella Valley, decided when I needed medical attention to take away my shoes, and I was taken to a local substandard hospital where I was observed for 8 hours. Why? Because I was drunk and I was homeless. They gave me a pair of hospital socks, which I walked for 2 entire days, a Thursday and Friday, about 3 weeks ago, fucking up my feet permanently. Thank you, agency that is supposed to take care of people, not fuck them up. Oh, by the way, if possible, my attorney will be contacting you to fuck your shit over. I hope it works out, because I live in California. And if it works out just right, this agency covers the whole of the state of California, so it could be that legend would be wealthy enough at least to purchase the tattoo shop he wants to purchase and his beloved Ford Mustang 2017 SVT 4-cylinder, fast as fuck, 34 miles a gallon on the freeway, 28 on the highway. Why am I telling you this? Because I have agape love for that car. It's my girlfriend, and it's just waiting, saying, fuck you, legend, you'll never get me, you'll never be worthy enough. And I'm like, I am worthy, we are worthy, like Wayne and Garth. Back to agape love. So, I am Mr. Legend Gilchrist. I'll be brutally honest with you, I'm thinking of changing my name to William L. Gilchrist. The L stands for legend. What do you think about this particular name? Please send me an email at legendgilchrist@gmail.com. That email address is legendgilchrist@gmail.com. I will happily field your responses, and I actually do have that email address called legendgilchrist@gmail.com. Email me with something. I would love to hear from you. Back to the news. In today's news, agape love makes a comeback. Pandemic is terrible. The economy in the United States is fucked. And Jesus loves you. Could you imagine that? Like somebody on Fox News. It would never happen on CNN or MSNBC or ABC, CBS, LMNOQ News, but on Fox News. Pet Bear. I'm sorry, I should have probably said that. Let's just call him Sam Johnson. Sam Johnson here. In today's news, we have a tornado in the southwest of the United States. On the eastern seaboard, a hurricane is approaching. The economy is failing rapidly. The president has announced financial plans to improve the strength of the economy. Presently, unemployment rate is at 14.5%, remaining steady. And the latest in the spiritual news, Jesus loves you. I am Sam Johnson. This is Fox News. And of course, like I wanted to say Muhammadville. Please forgive me if you're Islam. Let's just use it because it's funny. In Muhammadville, I am the Sarak Muhammad, and this lady knows Allah loves you, death to the infidels. Oh, gosh. I think we should have a spiritual component to our news. Wouldn't that be great? Okay, we'll be moving on to latest news on yoga, but just in Muhammad loves you. Or Allah, or Jesus, or God, or Buddha, whatever. I think we need more of that. Like, you know what? All kidding aside, we need more positive, like, happy news. Instead of this fucked up stuff about should we or should we not wear our masks. The COVID virus is running under control. The second wave is predicted to. The economy, like, fuck all that shit. Just say, like, Sarah Johnson from Buttville, Idaho, created a new, like, muffin recipe that's make people happy from miles around. Or some shit like that. I mean, like, and here's the recipe. Go to this website and you can make these fucking muffins. Okay, back to the news. There we go. Back to agape love. So, that's unconditional love. I'm loving you without condition. Oh my gosh, my wife, I don't have a wife, but let's say I do. My wife needs a new car. She's got a clunker. And we can afford the monthly payments on a good car. Let's go to the dealership that I know is reliable. And she can pick one of the fuck cars she wants. Honey, would you like to pick whatever the fuck cars you want? Oh, fuck yeah, honey, let's do it. Oh, I want a, let's just make up a car. I want a Yamaha 3000. I forgot it, in Consumer Reports, it's a good, reliable car. Oh, yes, the Yamaha is, in fact, a good car. Let's go to the Yamaha dealership. But the thing is, a scenario, as silly as that is, where the husband says, you know what? My wife needs a new car. I mean, she's got to get to work. I want her to have a reliable transportation. We've got the money. Let's do it. And what have you. Maybe it's not a car. Maybe it's just like, you know what? You know, babe, I like calling women babe. You know, babe, I'm tired of cooking. You're tired of cooking. Let's go to, I so want to use an actual name of a restaurant, but I probably will get in trouble. Let's go to an outlandish, you know, Australian restaurant. And I think you know what I'm talking about. And come on, we've got $40 to blow. Let's do it. As a matter of fact, let's split a plate because it's like enormous, like giant, it's like giant size food. And we'll probably get out of there at $35. Well, you know, you have a glass of wine, I'll have a beer, salad, steak split by two, a little dessert, maybe a blooming onion. Oh my God, I just revealed even further where that place is. But there you go. Ideally, that's like a, like without qualification, or I'm doing this because I love you, not because I expect you to give me sex in return. But it's an agape love. I'm going to say love without qualification. Because I can't think of the other name of the thing I'm supposed to say. I'm doing this for you, not with the expectation that you should do something back to me. And that's the best kind of love. Now, if you can get that kind of love, or maybe you already got it, God bless you. You know, keep building upon it. Because that's what we need. We need agape love. Love without qualification. Love without, you know, I'm doing this because you need to do something to me in return. Because that's fucked up. That's transaction. What's it called? Transactional. Transactional love. Which is basically prostitution. I mean, you do this for me, and I do this for you, which is essentially like a common street whore. I will pay you $40 for this particular sex act. And when we're done, you walk away, I walk away, we both got what we want. If that's your kind of relationship, I feel sorry for you, and shame on you. Because love is so much better than that. And in the words of the Beatles, and in the end, the love you make is equal to the love you take. This is Legend Gilchrist, the legendary life. Fly low and avoid the radar, people.